How do you approach the decision of postoperative adjuvant therapy in rectal cancer?
All patients who are candidates for neoadjuvant approach in the German trial, which set the standard of care is preoperative versus postoperative radiochemotherapy, did receive postoperative chemotherapy. So the data that we have right now suggests we should use it if we base our decision on clinical data. There are several questions that I receive from colleagues that say, we had this patient who had an excellent response to neoadjuvant radiochemotherapy, so does this patient really need a postoperative treatment? And I say, yes, of course, because just the response on therapy indicates a tumor that is chemo or at least treatment sensitive. So why not utilize this information to also try to control the disease systemically? Because patients most likely succumb to their systemic metastatic spread, not to local recurrence, if they recur. So overall, I would suggest that patients receive postoperative chemotherapy, particularly when they responded very well to neoadjuvant therapy. The standard of care then has, for most purposes, moved to FOLFOX, again, based on the experiences in colon cancer. And I think most of us would use an approach, let's say, combining the 6 weeks of neoadjuvant radiochemotherapy, surgery, and then 4 months of FOLFOX chemotherapy afterwards, in the absence of any clinical data on that.